For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jess Sheldahl. The Billings Gazette laid off 3 people in their newsroom earlier this month. The latest string of cutbacks in Billings mirrors widespread newsroom layoffs in Montana and across the nation. The Billings Gazette gave former copy editor Stephen Funk 1 week notice before he was laid off.
Mine's an empty desk. There's another empty desk at Sports. And if you've looked at the paper recently, it's, you know, like halved in size. Have you noticed that? So Local got bumped into, mixed in with Nation, and I don't know. It's a huge reduction.
The empty desk at Sports belonged to Joe Cusick, a reporter covering high school sports and rodeo. Photography intern Ryan Berry was also laid off. Cusick started working at the Gazette in 1987, while Berry had only been working for 2 months. Funk started in June of this year.
One of my first questions was, why did they hire me? You know, why did you hire somebody for a full-time position in the summer if you thought this could happen?
At the same time the Gazette announced the layoffs, the paper also cut 50 pages a week, which Funk said shocked him.
If it were my paper, I would want to focus more on local content. I would want to cut out some Nation and World, because we live in a society where most people are getting that through their smartphones anyways. The news that's really hard for them to get is local reporting, local investigative stories.
An editorial published by the Gazette on November 10th addresses changes to the print version of the paper. Editor Daryl Ehrlich wrote that shifts in advertising and media more broadly led to a reduction in the amount of the paper's pages. The editorial does not address staff layoffs. Ehrlich declined to comment for this story. Stephen Funk said Ehrlich is the last person he would, quote, throw under the bus, unquote, for cutbacks at the Gazette.
Of course people are at fault. There would never be one person at fault.
The Casper News Guild, a journalism union based in Wyoming, placed blame for the cutbacks on executive leadership at Lee Enterprises, which owns newspapers nationwide, including the Billings Gazette and Casper Star Tribune. In a statement released November 12th, the Guild says Lee executives should look at cutting their own salaries and bonuses before making cuts in their newspapers to make up for falling revenue. The joint statement released by the Casper News Guild and 2 other journalism unions points out Lee's chairman, Mary Junk, received a $391,000 bonus last year, more than the entire Casper Union's salary. Seth Klammen covers education and health for the Casper Star Tribune and is a member of the Casper News Guild.
I get paid a much lower salary than Mary Junk, and then she gets to make the big decisions about how we're run. So I guess I would argue that this isn't sustainable.
Lee Enterprises owns 4 of the 6 newspapers for the largest cities in Montana: the Billings Gazette, the Helena Independent Record, the Missoulian, and the Montana Standard in Butte. Lee executives could not be reached for comment. The Gazette isn't the only Lee paper experiencing cutbacks in the state. The Missoulian laid off an employee outside the newsroom last Thursday. Over the past few years, most newspapers have experienced reporter losses, but also losses in other departments like advertising and layout. Nationwide, the journalism industry has lost more jobs than the coal industry, according to an article published by the Boston Globe in 2018. According to the same article, about 1,000 journalists get laid off every month. Dennis Zweibold, a journalism professor at the University of Montana, says Montana has experienced newsroom contractions in the past. Zweibold found in 1918 there were 200 newspapers across the state, many of which went boom and bust with the towns they published in.
You also saw a contraction every time there was sort of a new big media brought into the picture. You know, when radio came in, when television came in, you saw a contraction in bigger markets. So it's something that's been happening for a long time, I guess. And it's always particular to whatever's going on in the economy and in the environment.
He says different strategies have emerged to adapt to and combat against lower numbers of employees in newsrooms. Collaboration between news organizations has started to become a more common practice.
It makes everybody sort of stronger right now if they can share and collaborate on stories. That's kind of been a project or something that's been happening in a lot of places for a long time. but it's particularly important now.
Schweibold says another solution involves reaching out to readers for financial support.
If you care about local news, you need to support it. If local news organizations don't have the wherewithal or the support of their local communities, it's really hard for them to do their jobs the way the local communities want. So get out there, engage with your local media, and support it.
After finding out about cutbacks, Stephen Funk said some readers have misconceptions about where newspapers get their funding.
I mean, I just recently found out that some community members think that the newspaper is paid for by their taxes. Clearly, we have an issue of people being uninformed about how this works, and if they don't support their local news, they're not going to have it.
For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jess Sheldahl.